There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Supplanted by some of the good things going on. And that's the job of the Good Day Gang, which includes Molly Page, the news sage, Rich McFadden, and Kenny Kessler, the news wrestler or info wrestler. And then there's Jennifer Orange. You know how the old, on the old television shows, they would introduce an ingenue, and introducing some new young starlet who is to star in the show. And so we have with us the ingenue,
Jennifer Horn.
It should be nice if we had a little more volume on Jen.
Just adjust her.
Okay, good. All right, so I'm guessing Jennifer may be all worked up about the fact that John Stamos of Full House fame was cited for driving under the influence in Beverly Hills over the weekend.
Without me, that's the outrage.
Yeah, that's
just for him, because he's always been kind of a goody two-shoes. This will kind of edge him up a little bit, Jen.
Uncle Jesse, he was like the wild rebel. Are you kidding?
Uncle Jesse, the wild rebel on Full House?
Yeah.
And he's been doing yogurt commercials.
Right. How bad do you have
to rip the tags off his mattresses?
Right.
So, anyway, has he got some kind of condition, or is this just bad luck?
That's I don't know. They took him to the hospital, I read. They had to, like, take him immediately to the hospital. So either you're really hammered and they have to take you, or there was something else going on. Not sure.
Yeah.
And I don't think he really said much. He just tweeted, "Thank you, I'm feeling better now."
Mm-hmm.
Burp.
He was the only occupant of the car.
I love you guys.
Uh-huh. What else has he done besides Full House, though? What's
he was the drummer for the Beach Boys when they did that.
Well, you don't have to get mean, Dougie.
Well, I wasn't being mean. I just wanted to know what the story was with him, because I know you have been gaga over him, and a lot of people talk about him with McDreamy as being the two of them are very good looking and seem to know how to use their looks.
He's the drummer here.
In the movie, not on the Beach Boys.
No, in the Beach Boys.
Oh, he is in the Beach Boys?
He played with the Beach Boys for one album and one tour. I'm not even sure if it was the whole album, but he's definitely the drummer on this song.
Okay. Beach Boys.
He was on ER for three or four seasons, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Call on that, Kenny.
Right.
I forgot.
Kenny knows all that stuff. Kenny's always the guy to know, too. You want to know the facts?
And soap operas, Jen?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
All right, so that's the story on John Stamos. Everybody hold a good thought for him, although he would be out on personal recognizance when he that's what they do with the guys.
Wow, he's 51.
Over the hill.
Really good.
Yeah. He's not too old for you, Jennifer.
No, okay. Actually, at this age, I'm like a prize to him, so I need to start looking for 51-year-olds.
Yeah,
really? That's good to know.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. Moving along, the ongoing manhunt, Molly, for those two convicted murderers who escaped from the maximum security New York prison. Was that last week? How long has it been since these guys got out of the
prison? Sunday or Saturday, right?
Over a week ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So the problem with not finding them, other than it's embarrassing, if you look deeply, maybe you don't have to look too deeply, apparently we have not learned anything since September 11th. Would you like to explain that?
Well, according to the New York Post, they are reporting that the New York State Police, the lead agency in the investigation, has refused to share information about the planning and scope of the search for Sweat and Matt with the other agencies that are involved in the manhunt, including Clinton County Sheriff's Department, the Correctional Service Department.
Yeah, very smart, huh?
Yeah, and the U.S. Marshals.
Brilliant.
So I think everybody's going, mine, and they're not communicating with each other.
And one would wonder, this is something that becomes a sort of, I don't know if it's social media that gets involved in expressing people's opinions. Maybe we just go around the room here to start it. The amount of money that has been spent for going after these guys. Is it worth it to spend any and all amounts of money to get them because they are such bad guys? Or we've all understood they're very dangerous, very, very dangerous men. And they have been on the lam, on the loose for over a week, maybe 10 days, who knows. I don't, again, remember what day it was. Not important to the story. But here we are. Because of the fact that the state police are not sharing information, the local police go out and spend all their time and resources. There are a number of organizations that are out looking. And, again, I go back to the leadership that the police have and their thinking about this. But I also think, you know, when do you stop? At what point is it that we have spent too much money to try to find these guys and just let them go off into wherever it is that they're going to go?
What's the alternative, though? I mean, it is too much money, but what's the alternative? When you embarrass, here's the thing, when you embarrass a government program like the jail system, they're not going to let you go. They will find him, those two guys. They'll bring him back. They're not going to let these two go, even if it costs a bazillion dollars.
I'm not suggesting that they will let him go. I'm just wondering whether or not they ought to let them go, given the fact that it's so expensive.
Don't you, in a weird part of your body and your mind, kind of root for these guys?
That's
like the guy in the Poconos, remember Eric Freeland or whatever his name was? I mean, he was out there for over a month in the wilderness. I mean, that was forever.
I think it's really funny that the Post is reporting that a group of heavily armed state police troopers were patrolling the woods near Willsboro, New York, when they were startled by a correctional services department team that came across their paths. It's like Keystone Cops out there.
Yeah, right.
I'm surprised somebody hasn't gotten shot. Yes, exactly.
That's the image, frankly. That's the image.
Right.
It's not a good one. All right, so thoughts, 888-302-3684, email to Doug or Jen or Molly or Rich at DougStephan.com. What about Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day, Kenny, anything on these guys?
Yeah, Mike says, not sure who is more dense, the convicts that would escape a prison near the Canadian border and head to Mexico, or the governor that thinks that is their plan.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty funny.
That is pretty funny. Yeah. All right, what else?
Hold on, I have some audio from the governor's office.
I'm not asking you who's on the first base. I don't know who's on the third base. I don't know.
I'm sorry, wrong one.
No,
I thought I missed it.
Yeah. All right, what else, Kenny?
John says, since every other aspect of their escape seems to have been pretty thoroughly planned out, it doesn't make sense that once they got out, they just hang out in the woods around the prison and get rained on until they got caught.
Huh.
I'm with that guy.
Yeah. A certain amount of common sense attached to that. All right, anything else?
Yeah, one more. Kathy says, I guess I've watched too many movies, but wouldn't drones, scent hounds like bloodhounds, and cameras that detect body heat be more efficient than just marching through the woods?
They've got to be using that stuff, though, right?
Where are the drones?
You would think that they're using the helicopters with the heat-sensitive cameras.
Yeah.
What is it? Where are the drones?
Send in the drones.
Remember that song, Send in the Clown?
I mean, drones are everywhere. Drones are over the freaking White House.
Yeah, they're delivering Amazon packages.
Pizza, please. But they're not flying over these areas looking for the prisoners.
Lovely.
Escaped prisoners.
14 at the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Ladies, one more week of spring. Amazing Genucel spring sale continues this week. What happens when you buy Genucel? Jennifer, Molly, those pesky bags.
I can catch John Stamos.
Under your eyes. Right. He'll look into your eyes and he'll be mesmerized.
Can we get some for Bill Clinton, please?
You know, I always use him as the example because this works on both men and women. The puffiness, the bags under your eyes. That's been Clinton's signature. Never got enough sleep.
Because he's busy at night, if you know what I mean.
We should send him some.
Yeah.
I think so.
White House intern program.
I just saw an interview with him over the weekend, and my goodness. They're like two little bags of swimming pools under his eyes.
He looks and sounds old and tired, doesn't he?
Someone has suggested that he had dementia, which is really sad.
Clinton?
Something to look at.
No.
I know who it was. Kathleen Wiley. Willie. The one that he, boom chicka boomed with in the White House against her will.
What?
Came out a couple weeks ago saying, that's not the bill I know. He has dementia. Really? Yeah, look, yes.
And she's an expert, of course, so we would all believe what she says.
Yeah, and she has no axe to grind.
Zero.
Not at all.
But just check it out.
Okay. Anyway, if you would like to not be like Bill Clinton when you grow up, here's the fix for that problem. Men and women using Genucel, well, the serum that you put under your the little tube, get the serum, put it underneath your eyes, around your eyes, get rid of the lines, the bag, the puffiness. It absorbs the water that has collected. That's really what the bags and puffiness are under your eyes. That's there's a collection of water under your skin. And this will...
Oh, my gosh. This is perfect for me in California.
Yeah.
Drought collectors.
There you go. That's it. 800.
Put on the Genucel and then stand out on your lawn.
Make sure this plenty of water for your lawn. Get it out of your eyes. 800-543-9262. This has nothing to do with how you feel after I tell stories about Charlotte and the tears that come from that. That's not the same. It's not the same kind of water. Well, it is, I suppose, maybe. But it's coming from a different place. 800-543-9262. Order it today. And the folks at the reason that they're talking about the spring sale is that you buy 3 months and you get six. Two for the price of one with Genucel. 800-543-9262. So I suppose, in practical sense, your eyes will be twice as good as they are right now as soon as you start using Genucel. You will love it. Great look for spring and summer. Get rid of the bags and puffiness under your eyes. 800-543-9262.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy? How do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $200 on select laptops. Offer ends 6/27/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Lumber Liquidators has one of the best selections of top quality hardwood floors, and now we've got them for less with deals on over 400 gorgeous styles, including some of our most popular floors, like pre-finished gunstock oak. It's one of our best-selling hardwoods, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get stylish wide plank hardwood. This week, 3/4 inch solid hardwood is an incredible 32% less than other stores. Get pre-finished hardwood from 49 cents, plus pay no interest until September 2016. For the flooring styles you want at a price you deserve, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or help fighting off sickness, then grab a glass of water, or two or three. From aiding digestion to fighting fatigue, water plays a huge role in your health. Experts suggest between 8 to 12 cups of water a day. Here are some hints to stay hydrated. Drink one cup the minute you wake up in the morning, and drink a cup at least 30 minutes before each meal. Try and keep a water bottle handy all through the day. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com. 8:00 That's not really what it was. Is this, are we on, or what am I listening to?
Oh, yeah.
No,
no,
thank you very much.
I have no idea where you're going with this.
The online dating app, when coffee, it's called Coffee Meets Bagel. They sent this message out to their users yesterday. They meant it was Flag Day. They also sent it in time for the pride parades around the country this past weekend. So I suppose it could have been, depending on where you're headed. Imagine that. That's great for business under the circumstances. Yeah, everybody makes mistakes, though, right?
Have we made any mistakes?
Have we made any mistakes so far today?
Today?
No.
That wasn't our mistake. That was their mistake. 21 after the hour. You made no mistake. You found the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hey, A. Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
By an artist that had only one major pop hit single.
I pretended I'm glad you went away.
Number one.
These four walls closing more every day.
This week in 1995.
Like, who is this man?
Nobody knows it but me.
If I say one hit wonder, I know and you guys don't.
This is, there are two possibilities here. The name of the man or the name of his group, which includes his name. Either of those are acceptable. At 888-302-3684. Let me let you listen to it so you get a good rap and a handle on it.
Nobody knows it.
The name of the song. Nobody knows. Actually, an R&B singer.
That's the first one I think. I'm out.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
This is the song that you sing in Macy's and you're not sure how you know it.
All right. That's everybody listen to it.
Stumbling down. I've been saying so clear, but you're nowhere around. The nights are lonely, the days are so sad.
What year was this, Dudley?
1995, Richard.
I must have checked out.
It was Brad Pitt.
All right, so Shazam it. You got to Shazam it.
Shazam. Thank you, ma'am.
See, aren't we cool?
No,
we even let you choose.
It's not cheating. It's using your brain.
Use your technology to win.
Call us now at 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder artist. You'll be qualifying for our drawing, which will be on the 3rd of July to the Sundara Spa in Madison, Wisconsin. And I use that terminology. You can pretty much imagine how great that weekend is going to be as far as services and service is concerned. This fellow's real name was Anthony Jeffries, Jr., born in Detroit, Michigan. In addition to singing, he plays guitar, the bass, piano, drums, has produced a lot of hits for a lot of R&B artists in our country. Had a telephone audition interview, was immediately hired by a record label to write songs. He's written hits for Tony Braxton, Boys to Men, Johnny Gill, TLC. This song, Nobody Knows, is from his platinum-selling album called Words. Took the Grammy for the Best R&B Album in 1995. Every song on the album was written by him, and every note played on the album was played by him. That's pretty. That's very.
I love that.
Yeah.
He also portrayed
narcissist
Duke Ellington in the crime drama Hoodlum, 1997. His second album called Bird's Eye was critically acclaimed, but he didn't get much interest from the public. Didn't get very far sales-wise. He still records, writes, and produces for a lot of other people. He's never had, though, another top pop single hit other than Nobody Knows. But
it's because he's never been drunk and lonely enough to write another song like this.
Really? Is that what it takes?
That's what it sounds like,
doesn't it? Sounds like it ought to be a country song.
This could be a country song.
Actually, I believe that it was covered as a country song.
Really? By whom? Remember?
I don't, and it could be all wrong.
All right, here's Tony in Georgetown, Illinois. Hi, Tony.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, thank you, sir. What's Georgetown near?
Danville.
Danville, okay, good. Ah, so the name of this, he's an actor, he's a singer-songwriter. What's his name?
Tony Rich Project.
Yes, it is the Tony Rich Project, and it is Tony Rich singing.
Did you Shazam it, Tony?
Do what?
Did you Shazam it?
This was out when I was a freshman in high school. I liked this song.
Yeah, okay.
Tony and I are a piece.
Old school.
Great. Yeah, but we have a place in our head and hearts a lot for the music that we connect with. And so Tony's done that. You qualify for our drawing, Tony. Good luck. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quiet area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making a choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter or Humane Society. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Lumber Liquidators has one of the best selections of top-quality hardwood floors, and now we've got them for less with deals in over 400 gorgeous styles, including some of our most popular floors, like pre-finished gunstock oak. It's one of our best-selling hardwoods, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get stylish white plank hardwood. This week, 3/4-inch solid hardwood is an incredible 32% less than other stores. Get pre-finished hardwood from 49 cents, plus pay no interest until September 2016. For the flooring styles you want at a price you deserve, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's taste powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 33 after the hour. How are you feeling today? I mean, really, how are you feeling?
I just scared everybody, Doug.
How's that, Jen?
Well, you know, if you don't know, we do our shows from all over the place. So I'm in L.A., Molly and Rich are in Washington, D.C., Ken Kessler's in San Diego, and Dougie is on his farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. And I have a gigantic avocado tree and a problem with a raccoon.
No.
And I can hear this thing on my roof, and I can hear it. And the avocados are not ripe. They will not be ripe until January, but they're little baby ones right now. They're actually very cute. Yeah. And this dumb thing keeps knocking them off of my roof, and so it was just up there, and I could hear them knocking them down, knocking, 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 so I just shouted, "Get off of my roof!"
How effective was that for you?
I haven't heard one drop since I followed the whole
thing. More effective if she just pruned the tree so that the raccoon
couldn't get onto the house.
Impossible.
All right, so Molly, remember the story from last week, everybody? Let's put your head into reverse gear. Go back to last week when the story of this Nobel Prize winning scientist, the fellow who said something pretty dumb. I guess that would be how he did. His name was Tim Hunt. It still is, as a matter of fact. Well-known Nobel Prize winner. Promoting science education, said, if I remember, I'm paraphrasing, that women, young girls, or girls in school don't belong in laboratories. Is that about what he said?
Yeah, he said they don't belong in science labs. He said, quote, you fall in love with them, they fall in love with you, and when you criticize them, they cry. End quote. I don't see why that would cause a problem.
I don't see it. Probably what really happens, but politically
and he said
correct.
It while he was promoting science education throughout Europe.
There you go. All right, so he resigned, and so we thought that was the end of of the story, but not so fast there, Hortense. What really happened, Molly?
Well, he says that he was fired.
No.
The university says his resignation was accepted.
Uh-huh.
Aren't all resignations just code for, hey, I got the axe? I mean, does anybody resign anywhere?
No, people resign, go on to better things.
But then they say, I quit. They don't
necessarily
resign.
I always love the ones that say, he's decided to spend more time with his family.
Right, yeah.
Good
on the request of all of his bosses.
Right.
Oh, it did cause a storm on Twitter, though. There were some great posts, especially from scientists, female scientists.
What were the some of the things they said?
Well, some of them had pictures of them in what they look like working in a science lab with those, you know, those giant glasses on.
Yeah, right.
And they said, oh, yeah, we're so incredibly attractive. We get hit on all the time. And another one was an outdoor scientist out in the field. And, you know, she had giant galoshes on and, you know, this overcoat. And she said, yes, it's such an incredibly sexy job. And, you know, I mean, basically it was they were taking him to task because...
Well, they might have.
What he's saying is he has a thing for the women in laboratories, and therefore he doesn't want them in the laboratories.
He's a dirty old man.
Yes.
Basically, that's what he was saying. Yeah,
yes.
Okay. So,
in
bye.
A nutshell.
See you later.
He cried when he resigned, like a little girl in a science
lab.
Okay, Molly, let's have the update on the suspect in the Dallas Police Headquarters shooting, the assault there. Who apparently not only was interested in shooting up the police, but wanted to shoot up some schools and churches as well. His name is Jess Bulwar. Is that how we pronounce his name? Bulware?
James Bulware.
Bulware. Okay.
James.
So, this guy, I think we decided, was nuts, because that's the definition of doing something like this. But what else? Is there anything else about him that is of value?
Well, this is interesting. And maybe it's true, but he had told family members that he had foreseen the deadly Japanese tsunami and the Newtown, Connecticut school shootings in dreams.
Really?
I love these people who see things or make a comment after it happens. I had a friend in grade school whose mother said, oh, I saw the Challenger place, the space shuttle explode. Well, then why didn't you say something to somebody?
Right.
You know, this was so big.
Right.
Come on.
What else? There's nothing else.
Well, police say that he had choked his mom.
Oh, sweet.
Not a good sign.
Mm-mm.
And
it really hasn't.
And there's word from his family that he had blamed the police for a custody battle he's involved with over his son.
Okay. All right. So the story from the NAACP may have people talking, and it may pique your interest if you've not heard. This is a
Metallica
local...
Metallica wrote a song about it. It's called Back to Black.
That's AC/DC, Back in Black.
Oh, AC/DC. Metallica, AC/DC, whatever.
I was like, oh, I don't know that Metallica song.
But they were at the same time as Gun Hill Road. That's all, that group was all about the same time, right? In the 70s?
No, that band was before.
Was it?
Gun Hill Road. I've never heard of that.
No, you wouldn't have. Nobody has.
Oh, okay.
Thanks,
Rich.
Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, the NAACP, we've heard of them, and their local business, Seattle, Spokane, where is this?
Spokane.
Spokane. All right, Spokane, like a true news lady. Molly, would you please bring us up to date on this?
There was going to be a meeting today where the head of the NAACP for Spokane was going to address issues where her family is saying that she is a white woman posing as a black woman.
Mm.
Her name is Rachel Dolezal, and she was to speak, but that has now been either postponed or completely canceled. The chapter of the NAACP said that they would reschedule. We'll see what happens. So the NAACP had earlier confirmed the meeting. This has just been put on hold over the weekend. They said that they would address the situation, but now apparently they're just not going to. What this culminates around is that her parents, who she was raised in Montana, her parents are still in Montana, her parents are white. And this woman does look black, and she has been portraying herself as a black woman, as an African-American woman.
She looks black now.
Head of the NAACP, yeah.
Remember how Michael Jackson made himself look white?
Right.
She just did the reverse.
Right.
So my favorite comment of the day is talk radio host Larry Elder, who is now doing some work where I do my job, starts his show on Friday with, how bad can it be? If people are actually pretending to be black, how bad can it be?
Must be pretty good.
Yeah. Huh.
All right. Anyway. 888-302-3684. On Friday, House Democrats said nope to President Obama's trade deal. Now, while
they didn't say no to the deal. They said no to the fast-tracking of the deal.
Okay. This was on the top of Obama's to-do list. Right, before he leaves office, he wants to get this trade deal done.
So there's the TPP and the TPA.
But you should go to the bathroom for that if you have a problem.
I know. The TPP is the actual trade deal that has gotten support from both Democrats and Republicans, except on the fringe. It seems like the people in the middle are becoming friends, and then like the fringe Democrats and the fringe Republicans, like Elizabeth Warren and Rand Paul, have kind of joined forces against this. And then the TPA was the thing that they were going to fast track this through 800 pages without disclosing what was actually in it.
Let's not read the bill. Let's pass it, and we'll fix it after.
And it would have passed through in 65 days. The fast track is what didn't go through.
So isn't this what difference does it make if it was fast track or not? American workers will still lose their jobs, right?
Well, if it's fast tracked, there can't be any alterations afterwards. Right. It gives President Obama just complete authority. So they either say yes or no to the second part. Am I right
on
that?
So the Democrats, were the ones that were responsible for torpedoing this, even though Obama asked them to come on, let's get this done. No.
Good for them. This gives a lot of power to one person. And if you're a fan of President Obama, then the question is who comes next and gets that power. And if you're not a fan of President Obama, who wants to give him that power? So it really kind of...
He wanted this to be part of his legacy along with health care.
Right.
Well, and there's just too much concern that this is going to be another NAFTA, right?
NAFTA, Shafta.
And it's 800 pages, and no one's telling you what's in it. It's
Obama right now is on the legacy tour. What else can I do to grow my legacy after I leave? That's what it's all about right there.
How long has it been since there was an election that didn't have a Bush or a Clinton in it?
4 days.
Right.
No, think about it. Think about how long it's been.
2004.
Since
no,
there was
eight.
A... Bush.
No.
To eight
in the
was
80s?
Clinton.
No, it'd have to
the
be
90s?
12. So 88.
No, 12.
Oh, you're saying the last time. Aren't you saying the last time?
No. How long has it been? Look back in history since there was either a Bush running for president.
Oh, we're not old enough, Jen.
2012.
Yeah, exactly. It'd have to
2012.
Be
2012.
12, yeah, there's
a decade. No, I didn't ask about
you
specific
primaries, too.
The specific election, no, Kenny. I was just asking
so this
about
would have to go
decade.
Back to before the Elder Bush, yes?
Right? In the 80s.
Yeah, the 80s. 1988 was when the Elder Bush won. Is that like an Elderberry?
But
Elder
he was
Bush.
In, so he was in 84.
He ran in 84.
And 80 as vice president.
Right.
So you'd have to go back to 76.
Right. Yeah, since the 70s.
Yeah,
there has not been a decade since the 70s that either a Bush or a Clinton wasn't running.
And now this election's about to get bushier today.
Yeah, apparently. How about Trump? What are we going to do for bumper stickers for Trump?
Oh, I can't wait till he jumps in. He will make this thing so
funny. Can we have some bumper stickers? Let's have bumper sticker ideas for Donald Trump. 888-302-3684.
You're fired.
84, yeah, right. Of course, right. Horn broken, watch for finger.
Hey.
Oh, I like that.
Really?
Where did Molly go? Nebraska?
Sorry.
She was putting that bumper sticker on her car.
I was. Yeah.
Right. Our thought for the day today came from Abraham Lincoln. The problem with quotes found on the internet is that they are often not true.
He's right.
I got another one, sort of a generalization. All generalizations are false. Is that true? Yes or no? That's a good bumper sticker, too. I like corn broken, watch for finger. 888-302-3684. Okay, we're looking for Trump bumper stickers. And we'll, if you have a good one, we'll qualify you for our drawing for the spa package on July 3rd. How's that? Not a bad deal, right? Trump bumper sticker ideas.
A Trumper sticker.
A Trumper sticker, yes, exactly. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, the force behind Super Beats continues to grow and grow and grow. Please do yourself a favor and go to DougLikesBeats.com and see what you're missing by not having your daily dose of Super Beats. The taste is good. The results are great. Your body, your mind will all benefit from you having a glass of Super Beats. The easiest way to get the natural delivery of nitrates and the things that are necessary to give your body the best circulation possible. The best circulation comes from using Super Beats. It's a better way than regular beets and beet juice because these beets are specifically grown, non-GMO beets. They are dried. They are powdered. You take a teaspoon of it. You put it in water or fruit juice. I put it in my protein drink. And you will absolutely feel the difference. Richie says it's about 15 or 20 minutes.
Yeah, I need to get on to mine this morning. This Monday morning. Woof.
Improve your circulation and heart health today. Yeah, make yourself just kind of plan to sit down and do this for a couple of minutes. Call 800-655-4183 and order Super Beats. Or go to DougLikesBeats.com and get the story. You can order it there. You can read the story. You can figure out how these work and why they work. 800-655-4183. When you order, you'll get the book Beat the Odds. You'll get free shipping because you're listening to Doug Steffen. And you will get the first canister free when you order a three-month supply. 800-655-4183. The results are superb. You'll be talking about it with lots of people as soon as you feel the difference that you get from having a glass of Super Beats every day. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
This report is brought to you by Intel. Graduation is the perfect time to give your grad what they really want. Intel Powered Technology. A poll by Intel and Her Campus Media, an online community for college women, found that tech is the item respondents couldn't live without. Students have to have technology that fits their needs, powerful enough to keep up with study sessions, but perfect for fun, watching a movie or playing a game. Intel has more on devices for grads. Amy Kirkus, Intel Tech Evangelist.
Intel powers devices for every grad, from all-in-one PCs to ultra-portable tablets to amazing two-in-ones, offering the productivity of a laptop and the fun of a tablet, all in one device. With the power of Intel processors, there's something for everyone. New this year, found in a variety of devices, is Intel RealSense technology, offering depth-enabled photography, fantastic gaming, and photo editing. Also on wishlists, the Intel Compute Stick, a device that fits in the palm of your hand and transforms any monitor or TV into a computer.
For more information, visit Intel.com.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
GEICO has been saving you money for 75 years. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. Big story from the entertainment world. This past weekend, Jurassic Park, which is the, what, fourth installment in that series? The fourth. Did over half a billion dollars at the box office. How in the name of God?
Highest global opening ever.
Half a billion dollars. Woo-wee, woo-wee,
in its first day. So that's for international. They expect it could break domestic records as well. Those numbers will come in today.
Yep. A lot of people want to see other people eating up, apparently. Do we have a choice as to who? Oh, and maybe if you could have, if they'd make a movie like that, that made you or allowed you to choose who you wanted to get eaten by the dinosaurs.
It's called a video game.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, they have
Do they have Jurassic Park video games?
I bet they do.
I think so. 51 after. This is a good day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It is 53 at the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Why are we hitting that button instead of the television button?
Oh, we get it. Forgot
about it. All right, so then we'll get a couple of announcements in here. Then Jennifer is going to update the television news in detail for us right here on today's Good Day program.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking.
hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
All right. We still don't have the television. I guess it's Monday, and we have to write that off. So there it is.
There it is.
Perfect.
You want it? You got it.
2/3 of households, Jennifer, in our country now have access to digital TV. Let's see here. The number of homes receiving analog-only signals declined to 509 million around the world. Who here still only gets analog?
I have an antenna on my roof, and I can get analog, but it's still HD.
Why would you choose to?
If my cable goes out.
I'm amazed at how, and I think I may have said that before, watching Netflix on the larger screen at Meredith's house, and the clarity, it's just amazing how this thing, Richie was telling me about this a couple of years ago, but I haven't seen it because I don't have those kind of screens in my house.
You're into this kind of programming, though, because remember you'd watch those little video boxes that they give you on the plane? Like, I got one of those little TVs.
Okay, very cute. Boxes. All right, so Bradley Cooper is working with Sci-Fi. What's going on there, Jen?
I wish Bradley Cooper would work with me, but apparently he's working with Sci-Fi to bring a classic story to TV. He's joined forces with the network to develop a small screen adaptation of Hyperion. Hyperion?
Mm-hmm.
How would you say it?
Hyperion.
Oh, that was right the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the award-winning novel by Dan Simmons. It was published back in 1989, and it's a 4-book series, so he wants to bring that series to TV. He's been talking about this project for a long time. In fact, he sat down with Charlie Rose back in 2011 and was talking about how he was so excited about bringing this novel to film. So
I wish people would stop sitting down with Charlie. I wish they'd stand up while he interviewed them.
You know, there's something about him that wants you to just sit. I don't know.
That's what they should do.
Right.
Now, the big deal yesterday on social media was the finale for the Game of Thrones.
Ooh, yes.
It just ended season 5 on a huge cliffhanger. And spoiler alert, I guess somebody died. I don't watch the show. Right.
Somebody else got beheaded? No.
No, that's
hardly believable.
Jon Snow, who I guess is a big deal if you watch Game of Thrones, was stabbed multiple times and left to bleed out on the snowy ground, and then the episode faded to black. People went on
social media
so upset.
So many people think this is a good show. It's just horrible.
Have a little fun, Dougie. What's a little stabbing on a Sunday night?
Exactly.
Come on. Now, this one you'll love because I know you are a fan of Barry Manilow.
Barry Manifold.
You love him. He brings a tear to your eye. Well,
he's going to be in Boston tomorrow night, and I'm going to see him.
See, there you go. Well, he's also going to be at the National Mall on July 4th as part of the Capitol 4th concert, which is going to be seen on PBS and heard on NPR stations on the 4th of July from 8 p.m. to 9:30. And the performance with Barry Manilow will also feature the U.S. Army Herald Trumpets and the U.S. Army Ceremonial Band.
I went to see the Saturday Night Live movie. We went to see that on Saturday night. We had somebody on promoting it on the program last week and wondered what it was all about. So we found it playing in Cambridge and found it to be very entertaining, a wonderful, it brought some nice memories and some great laughs, actually. So if you get a chance to see that, you might want to put, it's another television in the movies thing, but this is a sort of a documentary, but it's a fun look back at it. It's really quite a good movie.
Cool, I'm glad you went to see it. That's great.
Me too. 59.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.